Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson. Joining me in studio are Marnie Werner.
Good morning.
Good morning, Marnie. And Mike Maurer, Chief Deputy and Emergency Management Director for Blue Earth County. Welcome to the program, Mike.
Good morning.
So on the first two segments of this three-part series, we've taken a look at what disaster preparedness looks like in rural Minnesota. And in particular, I guess we took a look at small communities, agricultural communities in outstate Minnesota that when disaster hits, they operate a little differently perhaps than the larger communities in that they really sort of rally around each other, neighbor to neighbor. So it is different when you have larger communities that perhaps rely more on outside volunteers for that kind of a situation. So I'm thinking about what can people do in their own homes, for instance, to prepare for disasters in rural Minnesota?
Well, we recommend that everybody prepare for 3 days without electricity, heat, or the ability to get food. If you can prepare for 3 days, most likely in the environment we are. Now, I'm not going to say that it couldn't be longer, that you can plan for longer, but if you're prepared for 3 days of how could we as a family make it in sub-zero conditions, because we're in Minnesota, for 3 days. What is our alternative heat source? What is our alternative electrical source, be it generator? If you have a generator, what is our fuel source going to be for 3 days if we can't get to town to get fuel? In the rural area, you have septic systems. So when you lose power, you lose water, and then you don't have the ability for septic. So do I have enough water on hand to put in my toilet tank so that I can use my toilets as the septic systems? Because you don't need power to flush your toilets unless you have a lift station. You just need gravity. So if you fill your tank with water, you can use your septic system. So if you're prepared for 3 days of being at your home, usually within 3 days, we have everything back. Now, power can be, depending on how significant of a disaster, power can go up to 7, 10, 14 days. But the ability to access supplies, usually, you know, roads would be open back up in 3 days. People would be out to be able to get to you within 3 days. We would have alternative shelters set up within 24 hours, but being able to act, you know, heat sources or cooling sources, depending on time of year. If you can make it 3 days, we will probably be in pretty good shape. So that's what I tell people to prepare for. Make sure you have enough water on hand. Make sure you have enough dry goods on hand. Make sure if you lose your electrical source, what are you going to do as an alternative to that? I'm not saying everybody has to have a generator, but how are you going to live without it? And that, I think, is pretty safe to say that we like to try to really push our goals that in 72 hours, things are pretty well back to normal. Flooding, different. We have to wait until the river crests, then we have to wait until it declines. So there's some stuff that goes in between. But if you're out in general in the rural area, 3 days should be a pretty safe goal to have.
Well, Mike, this has really been terrific having this conversation with you. Mike Maurer is Chief Deputy and Emergency Management Director for Blue Earth County, and this has been Rural Minnesota Radio. We'll catch you next week.